And let's now go now to the center of New Orleans and Canal Street. That's where we find NPR's Christopher Joyce. And Chris, we just heard about the situation south down in Plaquemines Parish and heard about the levees there trying to withstand this storm. Levees so crucial also in the city of New Orleans, as we remember from Katrina. How are things holding up in the city?
So far, they seem to be doing quite well. I mean, New Orleans has, you know, what you might call a 14-carat levee system now, actually $14 billion plus that have been poured into the levee system here. And it's quite different from what's down in Plaquemines. I mean, these levees, for people who don't know what they are, I mean, they're berms or big walls of dirt. But down in Plaquemines, you've got a situation where some of them were built by local parish, with parish money, some of it with the Army Corps of Engineers, which has, you know, all the money that the federal government can afford. And it's a real mix, and this was a problem during Katrina. So after that, a tremendous amount of money and effort went into fixing the levees in New Orleans, and it's now this sort of girdled, walled city. You've got not only levees, but you've got them higher than they used to be before. They put in concrete and steel walls that are, they call them T walls, many of them, like an upside down T, and the T part goes down into the levee. It's anchored in there. You've also got levees that have gravel and rock that's been put on the top to keep the levees from being scoured by water. You've got gates that come down in some of the canals so that the levees can withstand some of the water, and pumps to pump the water out to distribute it. So it's a 21st century version, whereas what's down in Plaquemines is more of a 20th century version. And the irony is they just signed a deal with the Army Corps, Plaquemines did, to spend over $1 billion down there to improve their levees, but it's the work hasn't started. It's not due to be finished until 2018.
Well, is there a sense, and I know you're not a meteorologist, I'm not going to ask you to predict the forecast, but is there a sense that the New Orleans 21st century levee system has had its biggest test so far? Or could there be, you know, rough hours in the, you know, the day ahead?
Well, you know, every hurricane is different, and this one, you know, the surge isn't nearly as bad as it was during Katrina. You're getting more rain from above in this case. And because the storm is so slow moving, and so so far it seems to be holding up, and certainly the people who built it, the Army Corps, say it's good for a Category 3 at least. Could we get something bigger than a Category 3? Certainly. But so far, and actually it was tested in 2008 when Hurricane Gustav came through, which was similar to this one. And it did all right then, and it's certainly been even upgraded further since then.
And just in the few seconds we have left, Chris, I mean, this is the anniversary of Katrina, quite a time to have another storm coming in. What's the mood in New Orleans?
I think it's mixed. I think that there's a bit of storm fatigue because people keep seeing this happening over and over again. On the other hand, you know, they're tough, and they've chosen to live here. It's a wonderful place, and a lot of people say, okay, bring it on.
All right, that's NPR's Christopher Joyce joining us from the center of New Orleans. Thanks, Chris.